This is Empowering Kindness.
Delving into the work of local organizations that are making a difference.
Discovering how to create positive change in our community.
It's Empowering Kindness with Sam Sinjari and friends on AM 800.
So welcome, Windsor Essex. I'm Chantel Meadows, and you're listening to Empowering Kindness, and I'm here with Lola's Roundtable, and I'm really excited to have them here today. And our show conducts interviews with local charities and not-for-profit organizations from the surrounding Windsor and Essex region on a weekly basis. Our show dives deep into the needs of our community members and organizations. And so today, we have Lauren and some friends from the Lola's Roundtable, and they're here to tell us a little bit about the organization and what they're doing in the heart of Essex, in the little town of Essex, and bringing all kinds of individuals to the community and getting out in the community and providing individuals with disabilities in the community different activities and learning opportunities. And Lauren, I know we've chatted in the past, and you know, just as your organization grows, you're getting more and more awareness. So welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us how Lola's Roundtable started.
So it's a nice story. So one of the gentlemen that's actually here today, he's not with us, but his name is Logan, and I met him probably maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and I started doing one-on-one with him, and I looked forward to seeing him every single day. It started from one day a week all the way to 5 days a week, and I loved being with him all the time, and I was like, how do I make this like my living forever? And I was like, a day program would be it. So that's where I kind of got the idea, and then I just kind of started it. There's another gentleman that's here today, Chad. He's the second gentleman that joined.
Okay.
And what that was interesting, because I saw his family in Pizza Hut and I said, hey, how's Chad doing? Like, what's going on? He graduated high school. They're like, oh, he's good. He's doing well. But, you know, like, there's not a lot for him out there. We don't really know what to do. And I was like, well, I know what you can do with him. And so they had him join the group, and it was just them two. I ran it out of my car for months, and then I ended up selling my car and my house, and I purchased like a building.
Okay.
And kind of the rest is history after that. I just, you know, just spread the word the best I could.
So where is your building in Essex?
Right now it's right in the heart of downtown Essex, right across from like Essex Flower Basket and St. Vincent de Paul's Society Shop. But we've moved 3 times. So we've been in Essex the whole time. We were down the street, like way towards like where Foodland is.
Okay.
And then we moved on to Center Street. So like literally around the corner. We were so close to our new place. We actually just put our fridge on a dolly and brought it down the street to bring it into our new place. So yeah, we're always in Essex. That's like where we want to be. It's very central for our program.
Okay, and so do you rent that place now?
Yes. Or?
Okay.
We have 1 more year, and we actually have no idea what we're going to do when that goes up.
All right. And so, you know, you started it from your car, and now you obviously have a huge program. How many people do you support now?
24.
Yes. And so do they come every day? Tell us a little bit about the program.
So it all is based on their funding. So they have something called passport funding, which is government funding. And it's all based on an assessment that they have done by the Developmental Service Ontario. And based on what they get for the year is how many times they come. So we have members that come once a week. We have members that come 5 days a week. It all just depends on their funding.
Okay. Yeah. And so you work with the families to help identify the funding and how that would be allocated?
Usually they'll tell me what they have.
Okay.
And I can figure out with them if there's other things they want to spend that money on. Some of them use it for like the gym and things like that. So we just try to make sure that we know what they have available for Lola's and then how many days that would be.
So if someone was listening today and they maybe have a family member who has a disability and looking for some of your services, how would they reach out to you?
Super easy. It's right on our website. You go on the website, it's apply for services, and you can pick which one you want. There's a couple we have now. The day program is actually waitlisted, but it opens up periodically, and we can add like 1 or 2 people in as we go. But you just fill out the form online. I get it in an email, and then I send them a form right away that kind of gives more detail of how our program works.
Okay.
And then they kind of decide from there if it seems like it might be a good fit. We invite them in for a tour. That's like the whole kind of determining factor for families. They can see what, you know, the dynamic is in the building with the crew and see if it is a good fit. And then after that, we just kind of discuss, you know, when they want to start, what days, if it works, and then that's how it all happens.
And so what's the website?
LolasRoundtable.com.
Okay, so they can check you out online, check to see out what the different services are available.
Yes.
And apply if they have an individual that might enjoy some different activities.
And if they don't, like if they think that like our program might not be the best, I have tons of other programs in my back pocket to give them as suggestions so they can find the right one, because that's what's the most important part of it all, is finding the right program. And we aren't right for everybody. So I want to make sure we're not about the quantity of the people coming. I'm about the quality. I want to make sure everyone gets quality care. So I want to make sure they find that wherever it may be, whatever program it may be.
Amazing. Now, you brought some of your program members here with us today. And so are you liking the program?
Yeah.
Yes. And how long have you been going to Lola's for?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
How long? How many years do you think?
Two years, 3 years, or as long as Logan?
I think, Nick, you've been coming for at least 2 years. You came after COVID.
So 2 years. And you've learned a lot from Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she helps you out?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, Lauren, you know, obviously this brings a lot of joy to you, you know, to help these members and navigating, you know, life's journeys and, you know, teaching them new skills and helping them through their everyday life.
Yes. It's honestly, the success stories that we see are, the success stories we see are amazing. They all of them have changed since the first day they started. It's so worth doing this job, that part. And we have quite a few. I mean, the relationship they've built. This gentleman here, Nick, one of his best friends is Chad.
Okay.
They're best friends. He helps Chad with everything. So
so they're like besties?
Besties.
By a while?
Mike and Ronald? Oh. What about Chad?
Oh, yeah.
You just...
What's that?
We knew you were going to say a different name.
God,
I knew it.
You're so funny.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
You and Chad go way back. To high school days.
Yeah. So, Lauren, you obviously bring these members together to do different activities. What kind of activities do you do?
Oh, my gosh. We do tons. We actually wrote a list because we do so many, we can't remember them all.
Okay.
we do a lot of stuff. We do basic things like, you know, bowling, yoga. We do music therapy every single other Tuesday and every single other Friday. Fun fact about music therapy, that is the only activity that I can put on the schedule consistently, and they never get tired of doing music therapy. If I did everything else consistently, like yoga once a week or yoga once a month, they'd be like, no, not this again. We don't want to do that. Okay. But music therapy, Candace is like their favorite person. So we try to do educational things as well. So we like to go do tours. We just went to John R. Park and we learned about wildlife in the winter.
Okay.
So that was very cool. We saw bald eagle. Do you remember that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. We swim. We go to the walking track just to, you know, keep fit. We go to the gym, How Fit. We've been going to them for, I think, 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Amy and her team. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Our trainer's name is Patrick. They love him. Amy's been wonderful to us over the years. We also do really neat things like World Travel Day. So what we do on a World Travel Day is we, you know, quote unquote, travel somewhere around the world. They pick where it is for the whole year. So every month is a new place. And we do a flag coloring contest. And then we learn all about the culture there. We cook like a main delicacy from that place. They eat it. And we learn like their national anthem, everything that we could possibly learn about that place, which is really fun to do. We also do things like fire drills, making sure they know where to go if there's a fire. We do lots and lots and lots of karaoke. Karaoke is a very
we got a bunch of smiles here.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing that we do. yeah, you are. You're an excellent singer. They're all very good singers. They love karaoke. We also celebrate all the holidays. We celebrate their birthdays. Their birthdays are very special. Every time they have a birthday, they get to choose what they have for lunch, what they do that day. It's just all about them. And the group will bring, it's not a mandatory thing, but they all bring presents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very fun.
So they've made friends and new friends, right?
Yes.
Some of them may have went to school together, mm-hmm. done other activities before, but now they've created this friendship at Lola's Roundtable.
Yes, and they're so close. It's almost to a point, like, I have to remind families every year about, you know, illnesses, like, because they're so close uh-huh. to each other, we have to always be really diligent about, you know, flu and cold season.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it'll spread through us like wildfire if we're not really diligent with it. And, like, not to brag, but we barely ever get sick.
Perfect. Well, Lauren, it's already been 12 minutes, so we need to take a quick break, if that's okay with you guys. We'll take a quick break. They got to do a few commercials, and then we'll be back to talk more about Lola's Roundtable out in Essex, and they provide member support for those living with an intellectual disability in the community. So I'm Chantel Meadows, and you're listening to Empowering Kindness on AMA 100.
Gain key insights into making change happen. You're listening to Empowering Kindness on AMA 800.
Welcome back, and I'm Chantel Meadows, and you're listening to Empowering Kindness. And I'm here with Lola's Roundtable, and we've been talking with Lauren and her members about the great services that are provided right in the heart of downtown Essex. And so they have this amazing building that they have, and the members come out Monday through Friday and have a lot of activities. I'm kind of jealous of the activities that you have, you know, exploring around the world, birthday celebrations, all of these exciting things. And so, Lauren, we're really happy to have you and your members here on with us today to tell us about, you know, some of the great things that you're doing. But what I really liked was that you give back to the community. And so maybe you guys can tell us a little bit about how you guys are giving back at Lola's Roundtable.
Yeah, we try to give back as much as possible. We like people to give to us as well. We are a not-for-profit, but we try to teach the crew as well that it is good to give back to the community and do good things for other people. Just recently, over Christmas, we took part in the Christmas shoebox. So the crew picked like the age and the gender that we wanted to buy for, and we went out together and picked out all the things for this child and delivered the box. We also donated to a local family through ChildCan, which was huge. We got all kinds of clothes, toys, we got gift cards, everything that they needed while they were in the hospital over Christmas.
Wow.
And then one day we spent the whole afternoon making homemade dog treats, and we donated them to the Humane Society. That was super fun. We actually got to go to Charlotte's Freedom Farm, and we painted their fence for their kids' corner, which was super fun. We also picked up garbage in Essex with Home Hardware. We're hoping to do something like that again this year.
Earth Day's coming up.
Yes. So we want to kind of get a couple of businesses out with us to pick up garbage, because there's just so much of it in this one little area. So if we can, you know, clean it up a little bit, we would love to do that. We also, over Christmas, we helped the Family Kitchen in Leamington kind of do some stuff for their Christmas meals that they give out. And so we helped with decorating these, like, packaged treats. And then they also helped, like, I don't know, prep the cranberry sauce, which was just
lots of sugar.
Yes. So those are kind of the main things that we've just recently been doing. We are looking for more volunteer opportunities. It's hard because, as you saw, there's so many of them, and that is kind of a deterrent for us, because it's just, there's a lot, and people don't want that many people all at one time. So it is hard for us to find the volunteer opportunities, but we try. So if anybody wants us to volunteer, they're very good at it. Like, they are very good. They're very hard workers, and they love to help.
So what kind of opportunities would you be looking for Lola's Roundtable?
Anything that's almost like a relatively simpler task, but repetitive. They're very good organizing things, cleaning stuff. They're very good at cleaning. Even some kind of meal prep, they're very good with that. We cook at Lola's all the time. So they're excellent with cooking. Like, they use real knives and everything. Like, they're awesome cooks. So anything like that, but something, you know, not too complex.
Okay. And what time commitment?
We honestly are only looking to do something like that maybe once a month for like an hour or two.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, because they'll get bored.
Yeah, absolutely. most people get bored right? after an hour. So, but you have up to sometimes 12 individuals.
Yes.
Yes, that you're supporting. And so
yes.
providing them with an hour task to, you know, give back in the
yes.
community. So if you're listening today and you might know of a volunteer organization or an organization that's looking for some help.
Yes.
How would helping. They contact you, Lauren?
Either email, any of the emails that are on our website or on our Facebook, they all go to me.
Okay.
The phone number is me. So really any way to contact, phone number, email.
Okay. And
text.
The website again is?
www.lolasroundtable.com.
Okay, perfect. And so giving back is obviously really important because people have given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are doing a lot of fundraising to help continue on
yes.
some of the programs that you have at Lola's Roundtable. So can you tell me about some of the fundraising initiatives that you
yes.
have coming up?
We have two big ones. We have our first one coming up is our golf tournament. This is our third one. It's our most successful fundraiser that we've had. We just changed the date. It used to be in September, but we got a new date. So it's May 25th. We want to be one of the first tournaments out there this year.
Good idea.
Yes. So we're Saturday, May 25th at Rochester Place Golf Club. It's a 1:30 shotgun start, so you don't have to get up early. It's $150 a player, and you get 18 holes, a cart, dinner, and a drink ticket, because who doesn't want to get a drink while they're playing golf? And we are still looking for sponsors and prizes for that tournament. But yeah, we need more players too. So it's very difficult to get players.
Yes. You got to know some golfers.
Yes.
Right? And so if somebody wanted to register, sponsor, or donate.
Registering is easy. You can either go on our website. Everything's on our website. So you can donate a prize, you can sponsor, and you can register as a player on our website. Or you can reach out to me through Facebook or Instagram or any of our emails, and I can do all the registration for you. It's very easy.
And so last year, how did your golf tournament go?
It was great. I think we raised $8,000.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. I know. It's not that bad. Yeah.
No, that's
and,
great.
And player-wise, I mean, a full tournament is 144 people, and I think we had about 100. So
wow.
not too bad.
That's
my
great
goal
for
is
us.
A little bit more than that this year because, you know, you just got to surpass our last amount.
Absolutely. That's great for a smaller organization.
Right?
In
yeah.
the community. So congratulations
yeah,
on that.
Thank you. Our other fundraiser is a this is one we've never done, so I'm nervous about it. We're having a gala.
Okay.
So it's a fancy one. It's going to be, I don't have a lot of details yet, but it's going to be November 16th.
Okay.
At Shine Hospitality. So it's the old KFC in Harrow.
Okay.
We do a lot of stuff with them. Like they're very much like our partnered friends. So we hold almost all of our anything like dances that we do, everything is there. That's really all I have right now because it's so far out. We want to focus on the golf tournament right now,
okay.
but it's happening. So, you know, jot that down on your calendars.
So is it a gala for the community
yes.
or for those?
Everybody can come.
Okay.
Yes.
And so
it's
Ellen Harrow.
Yes. And it's formal. It would be formal. We are not completely sure about our theme yet. So,
okay.
Okay. Quite sure, but it's going to be a formal for sure.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So Lauren's already online looking for her next
I
dress.
I already got it.
Oh. see, I knew. And then hopefully the members will come out and they'll be in their
so.
Fanciest attire.
Oh, yes. Kevin looks amazing in a suit.
So Kevin, have you been to a gala before?
Yes.
Yes? And did you like getting all dressed up and going out?
Yeah, I wear a shirt. Shirts.
Do you remember last year when
yeah.
we went somewhere and you dressed up really nice in a suit? Do you remember what that was?
I was at prom.
Yes, it was like a prom we went to.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you get your shoes all shiny?
Yes.
Yeah? And do you have wear a bow tie or a tie?
Tux.
A tux. Oh, wow. Even better. Pulling out all the stops.
Yep.
And so a fancy hairdo or what?
Oh, it's a hair. He put a dry hairs.
Yeah.
I was at Lauren, my friend's, she has her, books, her Disney books, and so that helped.
And so did Lauren dress up too?
Yeah, he'd be Belle's dress of Lauren.
Okay, so yeah. Lauren got her pantsuit on and she was all dressed to the nines then?
Yeah, we have the songs.
Oh, yeah, they had lots of songs.
Songs called Beauty and the Beast music.
Oh, is Beauty and the Beast one of your favorite?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was knowing he's going to see him. I have Super Elf, Disney.
That's amazing. And so my favorite part of a gala is the food.
A food,
would
yeah.
you agree?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we had at our prom last year?
Taco Bell.
No, we did not. Don't
listen to him. Taco Bell at a gala? Ah.
Don't listen.
Our producer loves it.
We did not. We had pasta.
Pasta.
And we had salad. And we had buns.
Dessert.
And we had dessert.
Coffee.
Yep.
And beers. And
we
that.
Did not. Don't listen to him. We didn't have.
I say that.
He was sneaking them in, Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin does have beer, though.
Okay. No, I was
Kevin can drink beer, and he very much enjoys beer.
That's
your
okay.
favorite beer?
Light beers.
Light beers.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, good beer. Good beer. Well, thank you for sharing your experience at the gala. We love that you dressed up and you enjoyed the food, but you really love the music is what I heard.
Yeah,
absolutely. But Lauren, we need to take a quick break. But until then, you're listening to Empowering Kindness on AM 800.
Hear from those who give hope, help, and a future to people in need. You're listening to Empowering Kindness on AM 800.
Welcome back, Windsor Essex. I'm Chantel Meadows, and you're listening to Empowering Kindness. And I am here with Lauren from Lola's Roundtable out in Essex. And we've been talking to the members of Lola's Roundtable, and they drove all the way from Essex today, kind of a little field trip, to share their experiences and really share with the community about the services that they go to or provided to by Lauren, who started off in her car, this organization, and has grown to a building in downtown Essex. And you keep growing. So eventually you're probably going to grow out of your space that you have now. So tell us a little bit about walking into Lola's Roundtable.
Okay, so we are growing out of it already. Shocking. But when you walk in, if you come through the front door, you are immediately welcomed by every single person in the room. They're always in the front. They're very excited to see anybody that comes in. You'll see just bright, open atmosphere. Music is always playing. There's pieces of them everywhere in this building. So there, whether it's like art or photos of them, just anything. We have a little cork board there where they can write notes to us, and they stick it on there. Aww. And we can read them after. Kevin, he draws me pictures and I put them on the wall. They're everywhere you look, there's a piece of them in that building. It's very much designed to be a home away from home for them. For the longest time in our other building, they actually thought I lived there.
Well, yeah, you did sell your house.
Yeah,
so.
I did. I might as well have lived there. So this new building is much, it's much better than the last couple we had. So this one, we don't have quite a kitchen, but we have a makeshift kitchen. So we did have people, we had a completely open room in the middle, and we had people donate a lot of kitchen items to us. So we had somebody who was renovating their house. They gave us all of their cupboards okay. and their counters. So we have all of that. We have two microwaves. We have this like little miniature oven. We can cook literally anything in it. We have hot plates, griddles, we have a air fryer. Like, we have everything you need to cook in this building. So they can cook honestly anything that they want. They have little cubbies in the back for all of their stuff, and their pictures are on it, so it's very customized for them. They can bring anything. Nick over here, he brings a blanket every day.
Okay.
They come with slippers. It's very much a home. It's a home away from home.
So Nick probably just wants to roll out of bed, grab his blanket, and keep his
That's
slippers on.
That's exactly what he does. And then he sleeps. He is our resident sleeper.
But it's your home away from home, so Lauren doesn't mind.
It just shows they're comfortable. They can fall asleep with the loudness around them, they're comfortable being there.
Absolutely. And so obviously this space has, you know, given you a lot of opportunity to grow, but eventually you're going to grow out of that space.
Yes,
so
yes,
what's
we
the
are.
Big dream? What's the big
oh
dream?
Oh my gosh, the dream. I don't even, it changes all the time, but I mean, the end goal is to be a one-stop shop for families. So when I opened Lola's, it wasn't just for the members, it was also for the families. I wanted to be an answer for things for them. So I don't want them to ever feel like what's next in every stage of their family member's life and their life, because, you know, if we're all getting older. So the crew's getting older, mom and dad are getting older. What's next when that happens? And right now we don't have an answer for that. The wait list for a 24-hour home is so long. So if we can be that answer, that would be my ideal dream. So having, you know, homes and places for them to go when mom and dad can no longer take care of them is the end goal. But right now, we just need a place to fit everybody. I would love to be able to have a place where we have a real kitchen. We have laundry. That's something that we haven't been able to really work on. Bedrooms would be awesome because I could offer overnights on the weekends and things like that just for extra respite for families. So that's kind of like the short-term goal. But at the end of the day, the long-term goal is to just have the answers for all the families and what they need.
And there's a huge need out
there. There's a huge need for it. So if we can be that one-stop shop and just take that worry away from families, that's really what I want to do.
And so do you know what the wait list right now
is? Oh, my gosh. It's so complicated the way the wait list works, but it can be, depending on where you are on the list, it can be up to like 15 years, I think, at this point.
Wow.
Or longer. Yeah, it's a very complicated wait list too, just the way it works. I'm not going to get into it, but like it's very complicated. So, but yeah, it can be very long, very long.
And I know with the funding in Windsor in the new building, they thought, you know, there'd be those additional spots for some of the individuals to have their individual homes, but that only helped a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, hopefully the dream can come true for Lauren and Lola's Roundtable and grow those services, because I do know that there's an urgent need for you know, the 24-hour respite care for families to maybe just go away for the weekend.
Exactly. Or, like, that's huge for them to be able to have a weekend away and know, like, have that peace of mind that wherever their family member is, they're being taken care of, which is huge because, you know, it's scary to let your most vulnerable family member not be with you and be taken care of by somebody else.
Right. But what a great opportunity for the members to go off and do something without their family as well, right?
So. They love being at Lola. Like, if you say to them, like, oh, you want mom to come? No. Don't bring mom. Like, don't bring dad. They don't want mom and dad there. They want to have their own time. So for them to have, like, you know, a sleepover with their friends, that's awesome.
So the members that you now support, what did they do before Lola's?
I don't even know, honestly. I just think that mom and dad just kind of made it work.
Okay.
I honestly have no idea what, like, there wasn't that many of us when I started. There was maybe like two or three programs that I even know of. Now there's more, which is great. There's like so many. And we all answered different needs, which is very cool. So I think that a lot of them used in-home workers. I mean, okay, so perfect example, like Logan, I was his in-home worker. I picked him up every day, took him out, did stuff with him. So that's probably what they were doing. But that's hard because you lose in-home workers a lot when it comes to other jobs, right? So there's no benefits being an in-home worker. And you only get paid a certain amount because that's all they have available to pay you. So if they find another job that pays more, has better hours, has benefits, has everything that they need, they leave. And now you have to find a new person. With a place like Lola's, there's consistency. I'm always there. I'm never going to go.
And because it's Lauren.
Exactly. And like if, say, our staff quits or something, or they find another job or whatever it may be, we're a very entry-level job situation, it's up to me to find that person. So it's not a stress on families to find somebody else. So it's just another answer for families at the end of the day. So, but yeah, that's what they kind of did before, I think, is just the in-home work. But it's very inconsistent.
And so now you're some consistency to these families, but also the members.
Yes.
And so, you know, what does it mean to you to be
Oh my gosh,
that kind of their special person.
It's I don't even know how to describe it. Even the other day I had training and I wasn't there for 4 hours, and when I walked in it was like they haven't seen me for like 6 months. They're like, oh my god, you're here, can't believe it, can't believe you weren't here this morning. Like, it's so nice to be loved like that. I've never had more people like just genuinely love you the way that they do. It's something I can't explain. And like, they're just the best people. I don't know.
So Amanda, can you tell me a little bit about what you love about Lola's?
Yeah. And you know what's fun about this is that Amanda is one of our newest members.
So yes. What do you love about hanging out with Lauren and your crew?
Bowling. With you.
With me? Thank you.
And so where do you go bowling, Amanda?
The bowling alley.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called Super Bowling.
Super Bowling.
Yes.
Perfect. And are you a good player?
Yes.
Or are you learning?
I'm learning from Lola.
You are super good at bowling.
And so what days do you go bowling, Amanda?
Wednesdays.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes Wednesday, so it depends on the day. And yeah. So what other activities do you like doing with your friends and your crew?
Yeah.
Coffee days.
Yes.
What days?
Amanda loves coffee days.
Coffee days. Isn't every day a coffee day?
Yes, you follow.
Yeah, we have coffee every day. We do like to check out different cafes.
Oh, so you go around the coffee shops?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And are there some favorite one? Is there a favorite coffee shop you like?
The one we just went to last week.
Like what?
It's called Joe Hot and Cold.
Joe Hot and Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, and is that in Essex?
Yes.
Kingsville.
In Kingsville. Wow. And so you went to Joe Hot and Cold. That's the old Grove.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's a cool building. Did you like the building?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, those are really cool places. Yeah. And so what's your favorite kind of coffee, Amanda?
Iced coffee.
Iced coffee. Oh, girl, I love iced coffee, too. Made with milk, though. The cream's a little too sweet for me. But, so you're a coffee girl then, eh?
Yes, I grow up.
Well, yeah, we both drink coffee every morning, don't we?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to get Lauren to get you connected with some other coffee shops in town. So if you're listening today, maybe you have a connection with a coffee shop and you want to invite our crew from Lola's Roundtable, you can give Lauren a call or check them out on their website and give them that invite. But until then, Lauren, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
But you're listening to Empowering Kindness on AM 800.
You're listening to Empowering Kindness. Insights into local charity and nonprofit organizations on AM 800.
So welcome back, Windsor Essex. I'm Chantel Meadows, and I'm here with Lauren and the crew from Lola's Roundtable. And we are talking about all of the exciting things that they do throughout the year. But it's a really exciting time because they're getting ready for semi-formal. And so semi-formal means getting dressed up, having some good eats and some dancing. And probably, I'm feeling some karaoke might happen at that kind of event.
Maybe.
So, Lauren, can you tell us a little bit about the semi-formal, who's open to, and how we can learn more information?
Yes. So the semi-formal, the idea came from, if anybody knows about it, it was, the idea came from A Night to Shine with the Tim Tebow Foundation.
Okay.
We had it here. I don't know how many times they did it, but I know that a couple of my crew members went. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I thought it was amazing. And then they stopped doing them. And I don't know why. I have no idea. But one day I was just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I did. So the semi-formal, the way that I wanted it to be organized was that it was the cheapest cost possible for them because they do have such limited funding, but giving them the most in that amount. So what we did was it's a $20 admission. You have to sign up because we have to know if you're coming or not and the needs that each person has who comes. So it's a $20 admission fee. Support staff or family who are attending and sitting with them need to pay $5. And it includes, if they want a suit or a dress, they have to come to us and on a try-on day and try and find a suit or a dress. They get it for free. If they got one last year, they could bring it back and get another one. when they show up to the actual event, if they show up early, they can get their hair, makeup, and nails done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a red carpet arrival, so they walk down the red carpet. They have like a little step and repeat. Pictures are taken. They have a dinner. They have dessert. And then they have dancing. We invite special guests to come and visit them. So this year, our theme is A Tale as Old as Time. So it's very Beauty and the Beast-esque. Yes. Kevin's favorite.
Kevin's like, yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
So we've invited Belle and the Beast.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. They will be, unfortunately, the villain Gaston will not be there. So sorry, Kevin. So they will be visiting us. We have a DJ, an amazing DJ. We are having it at Shine Hospitality.
Okay.
They've donated their space to us. They are donating food. So we're not paying for any of it. It's amazing.
Wow.
And then they also do, we did this last year too, is a mocktail bar. So they have special, like two specialty drinks that you can go up and get and order. And they're fancy.
Fancy.
And yes, which is so cute. We also last year for the dresses and suits, we asked the community for them. So people drop off, you know, if they have an old dress that they don't wear anymore, or maybe a dress that they wore at a wedding and they don't want it, old suits. This year we actually got more suits and dresses, but we also partnered up last year. We're going to try again this year with New Beginnings because they have the Say Yes to the Dress event for prom. So once they're done with their event, last year they gave us all their dresses.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it was a lot. It took up our entire building. Like our, the we were just covered in dresses. It was crazy. But then we have a special try on day. Everybody comes in who wants to get a dress, and they try on a bunch of dresses. They find their perfect one, and it's free. They get to wear it to the semi-formal, feel beautiful. We ask for volunteers to do hair, makeup, and nails. Last year, we got lucky because we had professional makeup artists and professional hairstylists come and do their hair, and then we actually ended up having a salon offer to do nails a couple days before the event for free, which was really awesome. And then, yeah, the red carpet arrival, they're stars. So get to walk the red carpet, have pictures taken, and then just dinner and dessert and dancing, which is their favorite.
Oh, that's so amazing. And when is that event?
That is June 1st. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. I think between 3 and 5, that's when you would come in and have your hair, makeup, and nails done. I forget. I can't remember when our try-on day is, but it's on the actual form when you fill out to come. And the form needs to be filled out because there's very important things we need to know about them. We have a buddy system. So if somebody wants to come and not be with mom and dad, we can assign them with a volunteer buddy to help them through the night. If they need to find the bathroom, they need help eating, anything like that, we have buddies for that. We also need to know dietary restrictions for them, if there's any allergies, if they need a minced or pureed meal. We also need to know if they're in a wheelchair, so we know where they can sit to make sure that the spaces are available for a wheelchair so people don't just take that spot. So it's very important that people fill out the form so we know.
And so they can go to your website?
Yes, it's all on the website, www.lolasroundtable.com.
And so they can get all the information about semi-formal. And it obviously you're looking for volunteers for that event as well. So how would somebody
volunteer?
They
can also sign up on our website, or they can email volunteer@lolasroundtable.com.
So what a great opportunity for the community to get involved, to volunteer, to maybe volunteer their services if you're hairdresser or, you know, you like to do makeup. What a great opportunity to just be involved in such a magical experience.
Yeah. It's amazing. And like the makeup, I mean, I told the girls when they came in, I said, listen, you don't have to take like an hour to do their makeup like we do. They're so beautiful already. You don't need that much makeup. So it's very minimal. They're so pretty. It's easy. It's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. And so, you know, as you go into the next quarter of 2024, what are you looking forward to at Lola's Roundtable?
I mean, we're looking forward to the semi-formal. We're looking forward to our upcoming dances. We're looking forward to our fundraising. We also applied for charitable status. So I am keeping my fingers crossed that we are approved for that, because that will make a huge difference for us when we fundraise. I'm looking forward to new ideas and activities. I mean, we're starting our own podcast, so that's really fun. We also need, if anybody's interested, we do need volunteer drivers. So That would be huge. That's a huge program that we have that I forgot to mention.
So what does it mean to be a volunteer driver?
A volunteer driver helps them get to and from the program because they live all over the place. I can't do it all. So we offer a pickup and drop off service. So volunteer drivers, depending on their availability, it's either morning or night or whatever. They go pick them up, drop them off at Lola's, or pick them up at Lola's, drop them off at home, and they get paid a kilometer reimbursement for that.
Okay.
So it's like monthly.
All right.
Yeah.
So if somebody had some extra time.
Yes.
They want to make a difference in the community. And, you know, although it's not paid hourly, there is reimbursement.
It
for
is.
Their
and
mileage.
If you drive enough, like it's a good chunk of money that they get at the end of the month. So, and we have four drivers right now, but we definitely need more. And I can promise anybody that is the most joyful opportunity you'll ever have driving these guys around. It is the best.
So as long as they have a radio, I'm sure that
you'll get
increases.
You'll get carpool karaoke all day. Yeah.
Do they have the flashy lights and stuff?
Oh my God, if they did, that would be amazing. We should get that in our cars. So yeah, the driving program is a huge pillar of our whole program. So if anybody is interested in that, please call me.
And so lots of exciting things happening, a big vision for you to provide more services and supports for those individuals and
yes.
those members in our community. And,
yes.
you know, hopefully with further government funding to the individuals,
yes.
they'll be able to grow some of the services and,
oh my
and
gosh,
continue
yes.
to, you know, actually, I really love that you're exploring the community. I love that you're going out to different
yes.
coffee shops. And again, if you're listening, you're just tuning in. Lola's Roundtable, they go out to the different coffee shops in the area. So
yes.
Maybe if you're listening and you have a coffee shop that you'd like to invite them to join you mm-hmm. for an afternoon or mid-morning coffee break.
We would love that.
I know Amanda's giddy in her seat now about coffee.
Amanda's like, did someone say coffee?
So, you know, please reach out to Lola's Roundtable at lolasroundtable.com.
Yes.
Well, Lauren, we do need to say goodbye. I appreciate all of you guys coming out today and sharing your story, sharing your experience at Lola's Roundtable. So thank you so much today, Lauren, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And if you're listening today and you'd like to be on our show, you can text us at 10-800 and we'd love to have you join us on our show. But until next week, I'm Chantel Meadows and you're listening to Empowering Kindness on AM 800.
You've been listening to Empowering Kindness,
a production by local philanthropist Sam Sinjari on AM 800.